ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 So we're studying the Bhagavad Gita chapter 11. We're finishing the chapter this evening. We're on text number 51. Please repeat. Arjuna uvacha.
Arjuna uvacha.
Drisvedam manushang rupam.
Drisvedam manushang rupam.
Tavasamyam janardana.
Tavasamyam janardana.
Idanim asmi samrita.
Idanim asmi samrita.
Sacheta prakritim gataha.
Sacheta prakritim gataha.
Synonyms. Arjuna uvacha.
Arjuna vacha.
Arjuna said.
Arjuna said.
Drishtva.
Drishtva.
Seeing.
Seeing.
Idam.
Idam.
This.
This.
Manusham.
Manusham.
Human.
Human.
Rupam.
Rupam.
Form.
Form.
Tava.
Tava.
Your.
Your.
Samyam.
Samyam.
Very beautiful.
Very beautiful.
Janardana.
Janardana.
O chastiser of the enemies.
O chastiser of the enemy.
Idanim.
Idanim.
Now.
Now.
Asmi.
Asmi.
I am.
I am.
Samvrita.
Samvrita.
Settled.
Settled.
Sacheta.
Sacheta.
In my consciousness.
In my consciousness.
Prakritim.
Prakritim.
To my own nature.
To my own nature.
Gataha.
Gataha.
Return.
Return.
Please repeat. When Arjuna thus saw Krishna.
When Arjuna thus saw Krishna
in his original form,
in his original form,
he said, O Janardan,
O Janardan,
seeing this human-like form, so very beautiful, I am now composed in mind, and I am restored to my original nature. Purport. Here the words manushang rupam clearly indicate the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be originally two-handed. So this is a theme that Prabhupada stresses throughout all his books. And it is also the mission statement of Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. Everyone say.
Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam.
Those who deride Krishna as if he were an ordinary person are shown here to be ignorant of his divine nature. If Krishna is like an ordinary human being, then how is it possible for him to show the universal form and again to show the four-handed Narayan form? So it is very clearly stated in the Bhagavad Gita that one who thinks that Krishna is an ordinary person and who misguides the reader by claiming that it is the impersonal Brahman within Krishna speaking is doing the greatest injustice, something also Prabhupada mentions several times. Krishna has actually shown his universal form and his four-handed Vishnu form. So how can he be an ordinary human being? A pure devotee is not confused by misguiding commentaries on the Bhagavad Gita because he knows what is what. The original verses of Bhagavad Gita are as clear as the sun. They do not require lamplight from foolish commentators. Similar point was made by Lord Chaitanya. For 7 days, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in Jagannath Temple was trying to reinitiate Lord Chaitanya to a higher order of sannyas because Lord Chaitanya took sannyas from what is considered a lower class Mayavad Sampradaya. So, Sarvabhauma, out of affection, said, I want to initiate you to a higher order also. Sarvabhauma was concerned. Lord Chaitanya took sannyas at a young age, 24, 25. And Lord Chaitanya was very beautiful. So Sarvabhauma said, it may be a little difficult for you to keep sannyas. So I will fix you up in Vedanta, because Sarvabhauma was considered the Mayavadi scholar of all India. He was the number one, topmost. Okay? 7 days in Jagannath Temple, Sarvabhauma spoke to Lord Chaitanya Mayavad Vedanta philosophy. But Lord Chaitanya said nothing. He simply, out of respect, listened. After 7 days, Sarvabhauma said, something is wrong. Because generally a student will ask questions or say something. 7 days, you're not saying anything. So what is in your mind? And Lord Chaitanya said, well, and I like to say he opened the door. So Lord Chaitanya said, well, the problem is I understand Vedanta quite clearly. But the nonsense that you're speaking is like clouds covering the sun. Lord Chaitanya said, the Vedanta Sutra, all the Vedic literatures are like clear sunlight. You just have to take them as they are. But your explanations are cloudy. So Sarvabhauma was taken aback. So, you think you know better than me? Go ahead, speak. Then Lord Chaitanya said, gladly. And Lord Chaitanya began to give the real meaning of Vedanta by means of bhakti Vedanta, not Mayavad Vedanta. And Sarvabhauma challenged, but with each challenge, Lord Chaitanya defeated him, one after the other, until Sarvabhauma was exhausted. Every counter-argument that Sarvabhauma gave, Lord Chaitanya shot it down. You know how in those who go shooting, they have that machine that throws a disc in the sky, and the shooter has to unless you're Cheney, then you shoot somebody in the face. But Lord Chaitanya was shooting down all of the arguments of Sarvabhauma one after another. And in this way, gradually Sarvabhauma could understand that he was in the presence of somebody very, very special. And then later it was revealed that this Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Person Himself. Sarvabhauma surrendered and came a fanatic follower of Lord Chaitanya. So fanatic that later Sarvabhauma said, there's one verse in the Bhagavatam I want to change. Mukti Pade. Mukti is a word that the Mayavadis love, that word. Mukti. Ooh. They become so exhilarated. And there's that word in the 10th canto by Lord Brahma's prayers. Mukti Pade. He said, nah, I don't like that word. I want to change it to Bhakti Pade. Meaning, now he has become a transcendental madman. Lord Chaitanya said, that's good, but the Bhagavatam is perfect. You don't have to change anything. And Lord Chaitanya said, when I see Mukti Pade, I immediately think of Mukunda. Everybody say. Mukunda. Because Krishna is the one who gives liberation. No demigod, no human being, nobody can give you liberation. Only Krishna Narayan and the Vishnu Tattva can give you liberation. Just like in a jail, the only person that can pardon an inmate on death row, governor. the top man. So we're all prisoners in this material world. The only person that can pardon you, Sri Krishna. So everybody chant the Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
So, in terms of how Prabhupada taught us, he taught us that you take these things directly as they are. When it says that Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill for 7 days and seven nights, we just accept. That's how it is, I accept. And this is also how I accept. I blindly accept Prabhupada. All right, so who wants to be our next spontaneous? In the ninth canto, chapter 24, which is the final chapter of the ninth canto, entitled Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text numbers 21 through 23. Purnarvasu had a son and a daughter named Ahuka and Ahuki. And Ahuka had two sons named Devaka and Ugrasena. Devaka had four sons named Devavan, Upadeva, Sudeva, and Devavardhana. And he had seven daughters named Shanti Deva, Upadeva, Shri Deva, Devarakshita, Sahadeva, Devaki, and Drittadeva. Drittadeva was the eldest. Vasudev, the father of Krishna, married all these sisters. But it would appear that he also had other wives, such as Rohini. So I'll have to do some more research. But for now, we know that he married the seven daughters of Devaka. Good enough?
Yeah.
Shall we go on now to Bhagavad Gita? Can we continue? Yes. Devaki. Yeah. Devaki and Rohini were the two principal. Thank you. Now we will go to our next verse of the Bhagavad Gita. Where did we leave off? Page 1152. Okay, hold on. I lost my place. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra, please.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
One more time, please. In a second. Hold on. One more time.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So, here we go. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha,
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha,
Sudur Darshan Idang Rupam,
Sudur Darshan Idang Rupam,
Dristavan Asiyan Mama,
Dristavan Asiyan Mama,
Deva Apyasya Rupasya,
Deva Apyasya Rupasya,
Nityang Darshana Kangshanaha,
Nityang Darshana Kangshanaha.
Synonyms: Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said.
Sudurdarsham.
Sudurdarsham.
Very difficult to see.
Very difficult to see.
Idam.
Idam.
This.
This.
Rupam.
Rupam.
Form.
Form.
Drishtavan.
Drishtavan.
Asi.
Asi.
As you have seen.
As you have seen.
Yat. which mama
of mine
deva
the demigod
api
also
asya
this
rupasya
form
nityam
eternally
darshanakanchinaha
aspiring to see.
Translation, please repeat. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said,
My dear Arjuna,
this form of mine,
you are now seeing,
is very difficult to behold.
Even the demigods are ever seeking the opportunity
to see this form,
which is so dear.
Purport. In the 48th verse of this chapter, Lord Krishna concluded revealing his universal form and informed Arjuna that this form is not possible to be seen by so many pious activities, sacrifices, etc. Now, here the word su-durdarsham is used, indicating that Krishna's two-handed form is still more confidential. One may be able to see the universal form of Krishna by adding a little tinge of devotional service to various activities like penances, Vedic study, and a philosophical speculation. It may be possible, but without a tinge of bhakti, one cannot see. That has already been explained, and Lord Chaitanya also says the same thing. When Lord Chaitanya is discussing the karmi, the jnani, the yogi, Lord Chaitanya says, even though those three are on a different path than the devotees, still they cannot be successful unless there's some element of bhakti in their performances, which is why bhakti is the best, the topmost, because it's what makes the world go round. We even say in America, love makes the world go round. That's an American shloka, a Malacha Yavana shloka. But it's based on the absolute truth. Lord Chaitanya confirms, whether you're a fruitive worker, a speculator, or a mystic yogi, meditator, you're not going to be successful unless there's some tinge of bhakti. Let us go on. Still, beyond that universal form, the form of Krishna with two hands is still more difficult to see, even for demigods like Brahma and Lord Shiva. And we recall the incident. Mahavishnu tried to enter Dwaraka to see Krishna, but he was not allowed entrance. And therefore he stole the Brahmin sons one after another. 10 sons were killed so that Krishna and Arjuna would be forced to come see Mahavishnu in their Nara-Narayan forms. So, yes, Krishna reveals his form when he's good and pleased, not beforehand. You cannot force no business with Krishna, no business transaction. You cannot force Krishna's hand. We learned from the Nectar of Devotion, only one thing can control Krishna. What is it?
Bhakti.
Yes, bhakti, love and devotion. That's the only thing. Let's continue. They desire to see him And we have evidence in Srimad Bhagavatam that when he was supposed to be in the womb of his mother, Devaki, all the demigods from heaven came to see the marvel of Krishna. And they offered night prayers to the Lord, although he was not at that time visible to them. They waited to see him. A foolish person, a foolish person may deride him, thinking him an ordinary person, and may offer respect not to him, but to the impersonal something within him. But these are all nonsensical postures. Krishna, in his two-armed form, is actually desired to be seen by demigods like Brahma and Shiva. And of course, Prabhupada already referred to the verse, but let's remember the whole verse. The verse which shows when Krishna will be revealed to you. Premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena santak sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti yang syama sundaram achintya guna swarupam govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. Lord Brahma teaches us, you want to see this Shyama Sundar, this Saumya Vapu, the most dear form, then your eyes have to be smeared. But that ointment you cannot get at Walgreens. That ointment is only when you have intense laulyam, intense greed for it. And as one of the first lectures I ever heard on tape that Prabhupada gave, Prabhupada was slamming his fist on the desk, that in order to see Krishna, you have to be willing to do anything. Anything. What did the gopis have to do? They had to reject everything in order to get Krishna. So that's the price you have to pay. And Rupa Goswami's verse is, don't think it's so cheap. You should be willing to pay any price for that intense greed. But it's not so easy. One reason why it's not so easy, Maya. Maya has those two potencies. She diverts your attention. She attracts you. And says, why are you going after that Krishna? Come on. Why don't you try to become president of the United States and you'll be the enjoyer? That's Maya's business, to tempt, to allure, to entice, to divert your attention. And then once she does that, then she covers you and you think, ah, this is good. I like Maya. Maya's good. And then what does she do? Slap. She kicks you. So you have to say no to Maya and stay fixed with Krishna by very seriously chanting, everybody,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare.
So when you have that intense greed, then Krishna will gradually reveal himself when your eyes are smeared with the salve of love. Let's go on now to the rest of the purport. In Bhagavad Gita, it is also confirmed, Avajananti mang mudha manushing tanam asrita. He is not visible to the foolish persons who deride him. Krishna's body, as confirmed by Brahma Sanhita and confirmed by Krishna himself in Bhagavad Gita, is completely spiritual and full of bliss and eternality. His body is never like a material body. But for some who make a study of Krishna by reading Bhagavad Gita or similar Vedic scriptures, Krishna is a problem. For one using a material process, Krishna is considered to be a great historical personality and very learned philosopher, but is an ordinary man, and even though he was so powerful, he had to accept a material body. That's the greatest blasphemy, Lord Chaitanya says, that you think that when Krishna comes to earth, he has a material body, you're doomed. Pashandi. Pashandi. You're doomed. Ultimately, they think that the absolute truth is impersonal. Therefore, they think that from his impersonal feature, he assumed a personal feature attached to material nature. That was also mentioned, I believe, in chapter 7. Same thing. Same idea. This is a materialistic calculation of the Supreme Lord. Another calculation is speculative. Those who are in search of knowledge also speculate on Krishna and consider him to be less important than the universal form of the Supreme. I have met people like that. Have you? Have you met people? I've met people who think, oh, the real form is Virat Rupa. According to them, thus some think that the universal form of Krishna, which was manifested to Arjuna, is more important than his personal form. According to them, the personal form of the Supreme is something imaginary. They believe that in the ultimate issue, the absolute truth is not a person. But the transcendental process is described in Bhagavad Gita chapter 4. To hear about Krishna from authorities. That is the actual Vedic process. And those who are actually in the Vedic line hear about Krishna from authority. Of course, Prabhupada's referring to parampara, how the Bhagavad Gita was originally started from the sun god. The sun god gave it to his son, and he gave it to his son, and it came down to the saintly kings. But why is Krishna speaking Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna? What was mentioned?
Because the link was broken.
The link appears to be broken. Therefore, the science as it is appears to be lost. And Prabhupada makes the point, therefore, Arjuna is the person that Krishna is restarting the disciplic succession. That is the actual Vedic process. And those who are actually in the Vedic line hear about Krishna from authority, and by repeated hearing about him, Krishna becomes dear. And that's another point Lord Chaitanya makes. Your devotional service begins when you submissively hear. When there was the discussion between Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya rejected all the earlier concepts Ramananda Roy was presenting as supreme. But then when he quoted that verse from Lord Brahma's prayers in the 10th canto, which says, one remains in their social position but begins to hear from the devotees, that's when Lord Chaitanya said, Acha. But then he said what? What did he say, Radha Krishna, after that? Yes, there's more. There's more to be had. And so he went higher. And then he said, I want more. I know there's more. And he went higher. Until when did he stop? When did Lord Chaitanya have Ramananda Roy start? Not only as the gopis, but when he went to the idea of Vivartavad, and he covered his mouth and said, okay, that's it. Don't go any higher. this high, high stage of transcendental love with the gopis, but at that high, high stage. And then when, and Ramananda Roy said, boy, I didn't know there was anybody who could inquire at this level. And then Lord Chaitanya, when Ramananda Roy was talking, he covered his mouth. Shh. Because it was getting too confidential, too esoteric. That's all in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter number 8. A very nice chapter for homework. Delicious chapter. Very delicious chapter. Batuk took that class with me, didn't we? We did that whole chapter. Now let's continue. As we have several times discussed, Krishna is covered by his yoga maya potency. He is not to be seen or revealed to anyone and everyone. Only by one to whom he reveals himself can he be seen. Therefore, Krishna is Svarat, completely independent. This is confirmed in the Vedic literature. For one who is a surrendered soul, the absolute truth can actually be understood. The transcendentalist, by continuous Krishna consciousness and by devotional service to Krishna, can have his spiritual eyes opened and can see Krishna by revelation. What is that line in Bhagavad Gita? Pratyak shavagamam dharmyam. Krishna consciousness is revealed in the heart. Or what is that famous verse? Dadami buddhi yogam tam. Krishna says, I personally give them the knowledge by which they can come to me. Such revelation is not possible even for the demigods. Therefore, it is difficult even for the demigods to understand Krishna. And Prabhupada, this point is brought up in Bhagavatam, perhaps in the sixth canto. Why is it that these demigods find it difficult to see Krishna? And it is explained that Brahma and Shiva, they're the most exalted of all the demigods. What's preventing them? They still have a little bit of independence. And they still have a little bit of feeling that they're on the same platform with Krishna. That prohibits them. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya, what does he say? Trinadapi sunichena tarar iva sahishnuna amanina manadena. You have to be thoroughly, thoroughly, thoroughly so meek and humble, and you have to give up any sense of that I am on the same platform of Krishna. Later I'll find that verse that I'm referring to.
Prabhu, this question, I think.
Not yet. Wait, hold on, let's finish the purport. Such a revelation is not possible even for the demigods. Therefore, it is difficult even for the demigods to understand Krishna. And the advanced demigods are always in hope of seeing Krishna in his two-handed form. The conclusion is that although to see the universal form of Krishna is very, very difficult and not possible for anyone and everyone, it is still more difficult to understand his personal form as everybody. One more time.
Shyama Sundara.
One more time.
Shyama Sundara.